Hey, I'm Dan. Welcome back. You are watching I Allegedly, and some things just haven't been proven yet, but things are crazy right now in the world, and I've got a good one for you today. And this was a story that was sent to me from Stephen in the UK that started this. We've talked about this before, but this is going to take shape, and no matter where you live in the world, this is going to get more play regardless of where you're at around the world. First things first, the largest supermarket chain is getting rid of cash. So please like, subscribe. Today we have a sponsor, Canoladine, and I will talk about them a little bit. I am at Caesar's Palace right now, and this place is stunning, to say the least. I'm out by the pool area, and I'm not staying here. So, hi, Dan, you want to come in? Yes. Okay. So it's just beautiful out here. So let's share our thoughts on this one. Now, first things first, Tesco is the largest supermarket chain in the UK. And what they're doing, and this is how they do it to us, guys, they roll things out and they say, hey, it's no big deal, but we want to test something out in some of our cafes and some of our smaller stores, and that is we're going to get rid of cash. And by getting rid of cash, it's going to speed things up. It's going to make transactions go faster, and it's going to make it so that you won't have to wait in line at all. Okay? Now, here's the thing. Eliminating cash does two things. It hurts the oldest people in our community that carry cash, and it hurts the poorest people in our communities that carry cash. But the whole idea of this, guys, is to monitor your spending. It's just that simple. That's what this is for. There's no other reason. It's not to do anybody any favors. They could care less. Tesco could care less if they did you and I a favor. Seriously. So the idea with this is they're going to set up the digital currencies that are going to be tracked. Now, in a world, most people say, well, isn't my debit card digital currency? No. This will be monitored. You will not have paper currency around the globe eventually. But sooner or later, one country is going to have this set up to where you're going to have to use their card and their method of payment. And the problem with this is, you know, I'm in Las Vegas right now. What are you doing in Las Vegas again? Oh, okay, well, this time it's a vacation. It's my buddy's birthday, and we all came out to meet him. And whoa, you've been here a lot. Justify this. You know what I'm saying? It gets to the point that they're going to scrutinize everything that you pay, everything you buy, and it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business. Free speech is gone. Free speech is dead. We cannot talk about the things we want to talk about. You know, if you don't vote the way I want you to vote, you're clearly an idiot and a criminal. So, do you know what I'm saying? How wrong this gets. Well, Tesco, with over 3,400 stores, is going to roll this out, and eventually they're going to have it so where you will not be able to pay cash at any of the Tesco stores. This is awful, guys. It's absolutely awful. But we had restaurants, you know, a restaurant recently that went out of business in Orange County, some tender greens that wouldn't take cash. And I was so furious one night because they just insulted me, and now they're out of business and went bankrupt. It doesn't work, guys. It doesn't work for everybody. And there are businesses out there that take cash. There are businesses, you know, cab drivers. You've got different valets that you tip, hairdressers that you tip, certain people in this world that you give cash to, you know. These are things that you have to, do you take Visa? Oh, you don't? Okay, well, I guess I'm not going to pay for this. You can't cut off every part of society when you do this, so. These are the back of the cabanas. They're blasting music on the other side, so we're going to walk over here. But let me know, guys, what you think about this, because I, for one, am totally worried about this. Now, the next thing is there's a real scam with gift cards. You know, buying a gift card is a great way of giving somebody a gift. My mother, as I got older, when she was alive, every birthday, every Christmas, she would give everybody gift cards and stacks of them. Well, now she would go buy stacks of them at a time, $25 here, $25 there. And the best place to buy this is at the supermarket. Well, now, you know, when I had a giveaway last year, we gave out, you know, I think it was $4,000 in gift cards. they all had to be verified through the store. They would not let me leave because, damn, we don't want it to where you give somebody a gift card and it's not valid. And the other thing is that they're changing the tape on the gift card so that when you swipe it, it's actually going someplace else. It's crazy when money gets put on these cards because you go in and you pay the $25. It doesn't go towards the card. It pays somebody else, some grifter in some far off land. And people can sit there and say, oh, how often does this happen? It happens a lot, guys. It happens a lot right now. The gift card business is a complete mess right now. And when you get a gift card, verify it's new. Verify it hasn't been tampered with. Verify it's not old. And the other thing is Macy's. I have a girlfriend that reached out and said, hey, listen, I've got some Macy's gift cards that I've had for a few years. What do you think about that? Get rid of them today. Get rid of them right now. Go use them. Well, because if Macy's files bankruptcy, you're stuck with those. So when you get a gift card, make it the habit to spend the gift card. Guys, I have no idea where I'm walking right now. I think I'm in the wrong spot. So let's go someplace else before security throws me out of here. But spend your gift cards. There was a steakhouse in Tustin, California called Lone Star Steakhouse. My friend Brad went to high school with. His dad thought it would be a great Christmas gift to buy everybody gift cards for Christmas and spend $500 on gift cards. The manager, who should burn in hell for this, for doing this to this guy, took the guy's money at the end of the business. The business was closed the next day. The next day, the place went out of business. It was that bad. Sure, I'll sell you $500 for the gift cards. Somebody had to know that that place was not gonna open up in the morning, and I'm sure it was the manager. Let me know what you think about this, but you have to be leery of what you're spending. Let's talk about our sponsor, Canalidine. Canalidine is an all-natural pain reliever, and if you suffer from any pain long-term, you know that it can be just completely debilitating. Canalidine is an all-natural pain reliever that you take daily, and what it does is it works inside your system to make it so that the pain will go away. This has been around for 14 years now. It was designed by a medical scientist, Dr. Clint Winters, and there's been over 1 million people using this. You can save basically 90% off what regular pain medication costs. And it's no prescription needed. It's non-narcotic. It's not going to get you addicted to it. It's all natural. Go to tricono.com/iallegedly. The best place to try this guy is the link below. Use the link below, but basically for less than $1 a day, you can eliminate your pain. Boxers, athletes, UFC fighters have all used this and raved about how good they've gotten with Canalidine. Try it today. tricono.com/iallegedly. Use the link below and try Canalidine today. Audio. There is a brand new term that I just learned called silver squatter, and started researching it. And as I was hanging out with my friends this weekend, we were all talking about, you know, retirement and what that looks like and moving forward, you know, as far as in our old age and taking care of us. And some of us are married, some are not. And, you know, the term silver squatter is basically somebody in their, you know, late 50s, early 60s that are potentially not ready for retirement and in financial trouble to where they're not going to be able to take care of themselves. Now, you know, as we get older and as we start to think about retirement, I mean, think about when you're in your 20s and you hear about somebody 40, oh my God, they're ancient. They're so old and you don't even, can't even relate to that. Well, the older we get, it gets to a point that we've got to start looking at, you know, retirement and making sure you're ready for this. And again, I have known so many people that have basically retired with no money and lived a good life. And the key to that was not having any debt in their life. Now, would you like to, you know, travel and see the world and all that stuff all the time? Of course you would. Everybody would like that. We're going to go in the chapel together, the outdoor chapel by the pool, and hang out. I love how they let me do stuff like this and don't say, hey, get out of here. So it'll be fun if I get thrown out of a place like this while I'm on camera. So, but the point is that I'll wait for the wedding to start. Right now, the key to everything in this economy is to make sure you're out of debt. With the instability going on in the world right now, this is insane, guys, what's happening. With Israel, with all these other countries at war, and them just baiting us to bring us into it, and with the sheer incompetence of our government right now, that, you know, they don't have to fight. These are not people of age that they're going to send over there with, you know, weaponry and do it themselves. They're going to send our kids and your nieces and nephews and your grandkids over there. And we don't need any of that right now, guys. We need to have stability globally. And we need to have peace globally. Oh, what a terrible thing. But as we get older, could you imagine what a war would do to the retirement people right now? You know, I covered on a previous video about how bad Chicago is. You know, the problem with our society is there are people that are dead broke, that have nothing. They need assistance to survive. And truly, we've all had hard times in our lives, and there is nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that when they don't give the assistance to people, to give it to the newcomers is ridiculous. How about this? I was watching a news story today, and forgive me for not knowing the exact city it was, but some kids in some communities have to be bused. Just a few miles, 3 miles is too much to walk in certain communities. And these kids don't have buses because they're all gonna go to the newcomers. How wrong is that? Your child cannot go to bus these kids. So what if you live in a city where you don't even own a car? If you live in New York City, how wrong is that? No one's crying foul over that. Again, we've got to work on our youth. We have to work on it so that people can learn finances. Every single one of my friends brought up such a great point. We do not teach financial education in our school system. You know how wrong that is? This is how you open a checking account. This is how you write a check. This is how you balance your checkbook. This is how you save money. Here's the percentages that you should do. Every month you should put money away. You know, when you're in your 20s and you talk about retirement, the nerds do that, the weirdos do that, the freaks do that. Those are the people that can't get dates and don't have a good time. That's what we always thought. But some of these people are way ahead of the game right now because they've got stability right now. So we need stability everywhere, guys. We need global stability, stability within our communities, stability where our neighbors look out for each other and don't hate each other. That's what we need to do. And again, oh man, you're just an old guy talking about this stuff. Whatever, whatever. You know, in this world, somebody once said to me about 30 years ago, oh yeah, you think you have a lot of friends? Call them up right now and tell them you're broken down on the 55 freeway and you need to get picked up. Who can you call for this? So let me show you guys this. So the point is, it's very few people you can call to do that to. It's not 100. It's very few people that you can do that to. Now, the point is, this weekend hanging out with my buddies, we all have each other's back. Friend of mine, Dave, his father passed away last week. They had the memorial service yesterday. And it reminds you of how precious life is. It reminds you of how you need to be kind to one another. And it catches up to everybody. We're all not getting out of here alive, guys, but why not leave a mark to where you're nice? And his dad, Gene, was a great guy. The guy lived to 98 years old, almost to 99, to his 99th birthday. So, you know, we all have to be together and be kind. I can talk about that more later, but Dave and his wife, Tammy, are just great people, but they've been through a lot over the last year. And it, you know, we all learn from experiences. And with my experience with my late girlfriend, Lisa, I got to share him some things that really helped his dad be more comfortable. But we need that now, guys. We need more of working together and kindness. Kindness counts, guys. Kindness is that's a currency right now. It really is. So again, get to go to places like this and not get thrown out. Welcome to iAllegedly. So, again, guys. Again, I'm not staying at this hotel, guys. Sir, can I see your room key? Wow, that's going to be difficult to see. So, no, you can't see my room key. So, let me know, guys, what you think about all this stuff. And be leery of the scams. Be leery of things where you, hey, you have to pay this bill. Hey, you need to call us right away. Again, I told you about the woman that I saw at the bank that walked in and was told that, her bank account had been compromised. No, it hadn't been compromised. So let me know, guys. Let me know what you think about all this. Let's finish this video with these last few stories. And once again, I love when I talk about something with you guys and you just send me so much more ammo. It's great. Stephen from the UK found a great story this week about Boeing and how they're hiding electrical problems and keeping it from the public. That's a story in the UK, guys. It's not here in the United States. You've got to go to UK journalism to find this out. That is ridiculous. These poor people's family, where are the family members of Butch and Sunny, the astronauts stuck up there? They should be suing Boeing right now. The stress and this is horrible. Bring them down today. Have the CEO or that administrator, that jackass, Bill Nelson, whatever his name was, have that clown in chief go and get those people himself. Regardless of rate cuts, you're going to see a recession. And you've got people saying, we need to have rate cuts today. Here's one thing that's interesting, guys, is everybody's waiting in line for the buffet inside there. So I don't know if it's any good or not, but that's crazy. So Chair Bostic, Chairman is Powell, calling for rate cuts. We need to do them sooner rather than later. Okay, guys. Understand this, it's not going to stop a recession. It's not going to stop the fact that you have businesses suffering, that people's spending habits are completely changing right now. You have to look at this. You have to accept this for what it is, that people have less disposable income and they're making less. You know, not everybody can be in their 20s like my kid and go, hey, yeah, Dad, I'll get three jobs to pay my rent. Not everybody can do that. It's that simple. So, Final thing sent from James, which I really appreciate this one. And that was Roger sent me this one. James sent me something else. Roger sent me this, and this is D.R. Horton. You know, think about this, guys. If you go out and you buy a house right now, new construction, D.R. Horton will give you what they call a buy down. You can get a low interest rate of 3.5% right now. Well, Dan, that's amazing. Let's go buy a new home. Let's go get a couple $100,000 in upgrades. Let's get those granite countertops, the good, faucets. Let's go get everything, okay? Let's get a bidet installed, man. I've never had one of those. Let's do it, okay? 3.5% interest rate for the first year. Then it jumps up to the regular rate. Oh, honey, how much is the payment? Oh my gosh, we can afford that. The problem is you can't afford it. Now you can go for 3 years locked in at 5.5% and then have it, lock in after that. Look at what he sent me, okay? Now again, they've got to sell houses. They're in the house selling business. And I'm not, slamming D.R. Horton other than the fact that you shouldn't buy a house right now. You should wait. I spent so much time with my foreclosure buddies. Two of them were here for the whole weekend. And we're going to cover some stuff that I thought I'd never cover with you. We're going to go post houses in the next video also. But again, the Wild West is back. We talked about repossessions and cars during the savings and loan crisis. You're gonna see stuff like that right now again, but you're gonna see it in the foreclosure market. Get ready, get ready. You're gonna see neighbors that you thought, wow, I thought Ted and Louise were doing good. They're not, they're suffering, okay? So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And onward and upward. You want to email me? Email me. It's hello@iallegedly.com. Okay? I'll see you guys very soon.